This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. It was conceived as a way to connect early-stage nonprofits and social entrepreneurs with potential funding. Social Venture Partners Cincinnati is going to hold its annual Fast Pitch competition on March 2nd. Eight finalists will make their best three-minute pitches in hopes of winning more than $30,000 in grants and support. And joining us to discuss this year's competition are SVP Fast Pitch Chair Melise May, President of Changing Gears and 2015 Fast Pitch Grand Prize winner Joel Bockelman, and Founder and Program Director of Lawn Life Tim Arnold, who won a Fast Pitch Award last year and represented Cincinnati in the international Fast Pitch competition known as Philanthropitch. I didn't know if that was going to come out, Philanthropitch. You can join us, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Joel, Tim, and Melise, thanks so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Melise, tell us, what exactly is Fast Pitch?
So Fast Pitch is borrowed from the entrepreneurial world, where small businesses, startup businesses, pitch for funding.
Kind of like Shark Tank a little bit?
Oh, but much friendlier. We're very nice about what we do with our nonprofits. But it's based on that model, and we help innovative small nonprofits get some sustainable cash inflow. And it's an exciting time for them. They get a lot of benefits besides the money. So networking, a chance to meet with funders, a chance to talk to other nonprofits, and even those who don't win an award tell us that they value the experience so much, and those that win awards say they value the things that they learned even more than the money. So it's really good for the nonprofits and for Cincinnati.
Melise, where did the idea for Fast Pitch get its start?
Well,
how long has it been around?
It has been around for Cincinnati the past 3 years. It's been a sellout every year, and we've grown in size every year. We started out with 100, and I was sweating whether or not I could talk 100 friends and acquaintances, family members into showing up. We sold out, had to double the room size, and now we're up over 550 people.
So you went from 100 initially to 550 people who are attending this.
Yes, and we will sell out again this year, I'm convinced, where tickets are going down every day.
Well, why is there a need for this?
Well, there's a lot of nonprofits that are just not on the radar. We have a strong following with philanthropists and with funders and with foundations. They're very into the field, but there's a lot that just don't go noticed, and we help highlight those that are doing innovative new programming that helps benefit Cincinnati.
And Joel, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
On being the grand prize winner last year. What was that whole experience like for you?
It was incredible. Just everything about it. Looking back at the year, we've had an amazing year since, and so many things can be tied back to the impact of our experience at Fast Pitch.
Now, the organization you pitched was Changing Gears.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Yeah, so my wife and I started this organization to provide affordable vehicles for people that are working their way out of poverty. It's kind of like Habitat for Humanity, but for cars. So we restore donated cars and then sell those to approved clients at half off with a no-interest loan and access to an affordable repair program.
So the idea being that people can get to work if they have a way of getting to work?
Yeah.
Is that it?
A city like Cincinnati, transportation is huge to be able to get a good job and maintain that job. So
tell me, when you were competing, what did you have to do exactly?
Yeah, the training was incredible. I still use pieces of that pitch when we're talking to donors or, you know, speaking at other events. The event was so much fun to get up there on the stage and then celebrating afterwards. So it was just great.
Were you surprised you got the grand prize?
I was after I heard Tim's pitch. yeah, it went really well, and Tim just knocked his out of the park too. So it was really fun at the end there.
Tim, and of course your organization was Lawn Life, right? So tell me about Lawn Life.
Well, Lawn Life is a very simple concept. Give an at-risk youth his first or her first basic real work experience. The Social Venture Partners Fast Pitch event was definitely a catalyst to not only put us on radar, but we got our entire Doppler system that now you have to track where I'm at. The entire country has some type of knowledge across the country about Lawn Life now, and this simple idea that if you give someone a job, a disadvantaged youth, that it will make a significant difference in their life. And that night, we were all winners. The Fast Pitch event is kind of like a professional soapbox. And, you know, when you have these under the radar nonprofits that don't know where the soapbox is or how to utilize it, the fast pitch is a step right up to there, and so that they teach you effectively how to carry your message out and carry it on a grand scale. So I was definitely appreciative.
And you went on to it's an international competition, right? Philanthropitch. That must have been impressive.
It was impressive, and it was an experience. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, born and raised, and bona fide juvenile delinquent from the city, so I haven't gone out too far from Cincinnati. So to go to Austin, Texas was a huge trip in itself, and then to go there and talk about something great that was happening in Cincinnati was even better. And so I got to talk to another 600 to 1,000 people about my idea, about this program, about this job, about this concept. It was phenomenal. And the followings from that, people who are still contacting me to this day for how to be a part of it. So
Melissa, kind of give me, I've gotten a sense of some really an intense competitive atmosphere here. Is that what a fast pitch is like?
Well, like I said, we believe that every nonprofit wins, but it is 3 minutes. So like Mark Twain said, I'm sorry for the lengthy letter, but I didn't have time for a short one. So they really need to spend some time getting their message crisp. But what nonprofit doesn't need that to solicit volunteers and funders and, engage their own staff? So that's what it does. It gives them that.
Yeah, so Social Venture Partners is helping them get prepared for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get their message honed.
We had two great trainers, Liz Nuffel and then David Wecker, and some drama coaches. We teach not only how to get the facts across, but how to get the passion across. And those that do best in fast pitch are able to really bring the passion to the pitch.
Now, who can enter the competition?
Nonprofits that have a designated nonprofit number, those that have at least 3 staff and have been in existence for 3 years. So a very, very brand new nonprofit needs a little bit more time to show that they can make a community impact. But within 3 years, most of them can do that, and that's what we require. So we have lots of different varieties of poverty education. What we focus on is it needs to be an innovation that matters.
So how many judges for this?
Well, we have 550 judges because the audience gets to vote. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So we have an Audience Choice Award, and we have a Student Choice Award. Fifth Third Schmidt Lab blesses us with tickets for university students, and we'll have some there from University of Cincinnati, Xavier, NKU, Mount St. Joe, and they learn about philanthropy.
What kind of things are the judges looking for in particular?
There's 4 things that we look for. One is clarity of the message. Just, is it understandable? Do they get their point across? We look for how compelling is it? Does it touch your heart as well as your head? Is it something creative that they're doing? If this is the same old stuff, then, that's not what we're trying to help. We're trying to help the things that are making innovation and even bigger impact in our community. And that's sort of overall how we look at it. It sums it up as innovation that matters. That's what we're looking for.
And how many organizations entered the competition this year?
Well, we start every year with about 40 applications.
Okay.
There is a practice pitch to SVP Partners, which gets us to 20 from about 20 semifinalists that goes through the screening, the paper screening, to the pitch screening, and then the partners pick the final 8. And we have over 40 partners, so it's a pretty good test of the quality of their pitch. That means when you go to fast pitch on the second, it's going to be really tough job because everybody is on. Everybody has a good pitch. They're worthy of awards, every single one of them.
Joel, I take it, did you feel like this was a big accomplishment when you got through this?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, I think I'm biased, but I think we have a great story, just like all the nonprofits that are there have a great story. But to really hone it and to be able to tell that in a compelling way anytime, anywhere, in the nature of the competition, you're almost armed with your pitch, anytime you have a chance. So it was a huge accomplishment. And like Tim said, I mean, we're still feeling the effects today from a year ago when we have a new connection or someone that heard us or even having this opportunity here today. So.
Yeah, I don't think I fully realized until Fast Pitch that getting someone's attention is an art. And you have to figure out how to become an artist. You can't just stand up on your fifth grade classroom table and dance anymore. You know, it takes some thought, some training, and coaching, and all that was provided with Fast Pitch.
Well, and Melise, tell us about some of the other things Social Venture Partners does. I mean, this is just one program out of many that you have.
Yes, SVP believes in investing our time, talent, as well as money. We have an investee nonprofit that we pick one a year, but we have a partnership with them for 3 years. And we not only give them $20,000 a year, but we give them a lot of our intellectual capital and whatever their gaps are for their nonprofit. So we've done everything from funding strategies to communications to board development to infrastructure support. And we feel like with that deep 3-year relationship that we really set some worthy nonprofits on the road to success.
And Tim and Joel, did this create a lot of networking opportunities for you?
Yeah. Even the initial prize money was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the connections that happened that night have led to 5 times the amount that we won that night, you know, in total resources of car donors or other foundations that we've been able to get in contact with.
And for us, it was it allowed us to bring about an awareness. Cincinnati is a very, very beautiful city, and I'm sure all the listeners can agree with just the from the historic landmarks to the scenic alleys. It's a beautiful city, but there are things that need to be changed or things that can be improved. And for us, Lawn Life, helping to improve the lives of at-risk youth is one of the most significant things that can be done. And Fast Pitch allowed us to tell that on a big stage, of give a kid a job, help bring them out of poverty, help end crime. And it really works. And people still give us compliments and like our Facebook page, visit our website, and make donations every day.
Well, Lisa, how does Cincinnati do when it comes to coming up with social enterprise ideas, nonprofit ideas? I mean, how does the city do compared to other places?
We have a wealth of nonprofits in Cincinnati, and that's great. At the same time, one of the things that we also spark are some collaborations. We've had more than one, nonprofit that will meet another nonprofit with similar mission or resource matches, and then they are collaborating. So we're building efficiency within nonprofits as well as helping to spark all of the many innovative ideas.
So you got 8 finalists this year. Tell me about them.
Okay, so they are awesome. We have Ballet Moves, which uses ballet to help strengthen muscles in children with Down syndrome. We have iSpace, which makes STEM education fun and engaging. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. Master Provisions, which connects nonprofits with vital resources. Music Resource Center, it allows kids to learn how to do music programming. Project Yoga, healing benefits of yoga for low socioeconomic communities. Resource distributes excess goods to nonprofit. Dental hygiene program sponsored by UC Blue Ash, which gives dental preventive care to those who can't afford it. And WAVE, which is part of the Newport Aquarium and does education with marine life.
So are they competing as teams? Is that?
Well, no, it's a single individual from each, and they get the 3 minutes to make their pitch, and then the judges get to ask collectively a single question, and they get an additional 30 minutes to respond. So it's interactive.
30 seconds.
That's a lot of time when you're on the stage.
When you did this, Tim, were you surprised that wow, I did this? I can't believe this came out of me. I mean, what were you feeling when you went through this?
A little nervous at first, but quickly overcame when you realized that you had people's attention. And like I said, growing up as a juvenile delinquent, that's all I wanted forever. And when I had that for just that 3 minutes, it felt like 3 years that I was able to tell my story, the story of Lawn Life, the story of the kids that work with Lawn Life. And it was an epiphany. It was a kind of like a big old thing in my life to kind of get up there on a grand stage to where now other stages are small. This is, I just want to keep on going up and telling more people, bringing more awareness about simple solutions like Lawn Life that could end poverty and lower crime rates in cities other than Cincinnati as well.
You got any advice for the 8 finalists this year?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because this is your chance to stand on a stage and tell your story. Finally. I don't know if you've been waiting as long as I was, but once you get up there, if you don't have any fear, it'll come out smooth.
What kind of impact has Lawn Life had for the kids it's worked with?
To date, we've hired 602.
Wow.
At-risk youth between ages of 16 and 24. And at-risk is a terminology that could be from single-family parenthood to parents to foster care kids that have aged out of the system, or they might have just gotten out of 2020 or be on probation or have some type of stigma that is going to prevent them from having a normal life. And so we give them a job, a real job, a $10 an hour job, and try to be the stepping stone into the workforce for them. So out of that 602 right now, we're at about 41% end up with full-time jobs somewhere within the city by the end of their 12-month period. So it's pretty powerful, but it's just a landscaping and construction company. 513-961-2222. Landscaping season's coming up. We'll cut your grass just for you.
Well, there are links to all your organizations at our website, WVXU.org, as well. And Joel, what advice would you have for people who are competing in this?
Yeah, just to lean in. I got to talk to a couple of the kind of contestants this year, and I said, you know, you're going to get out of it what you put into it, and it's just an incredible opportunity. I mean, even if you walk away with no prize money from that night, to speak to, you know, 550 people is just an incredible opportunity. So just lean in.
What kind of impact has your organization, Changing Gears, what effects it had on the community?
Yeah, so I imagine a lot of listeners are probably driving around their car right now, and just imagine not having that car. You know, how do you get your groceries home? How do you get to work? How do you get your kids to childcare? And that's what we're doing for our clients. We've had 52 clients who have purchased cars. We've had 31 that have paid them off, and we get to give them the title to their car, which is just an incredible moment when we get to hand them that title. And so they're, you know, getting better jobs. They're saving time, getting where they got to go. It's just providing freedom and seeing what happens.
So, Melise, give us the details on the final competition that's coming up. When is it? Where is it? And what time?
Okay. So it is Wednesday, March 2nd. 6:30 is the program. Doors open at 5:30 at the Phoenix. Lovely historical building that is helping to sponsor us with food. Really great food. So cash bar. And we'll have music from Burning Caravan and Jim Hart, a pianist. So it's going to be a party as well as doing good for nonprofits. Come vote, and also want to thank not only the Phoenix, but our big award sponsors, Elsa Sewell Foundation, grand prize of $15,000, Interact for Health, and Flywheel Social Enterprise, which is giving a $5,000 scholarship to help a social enterprise get launched.
And I can hear someone saying, darn, I missed this year's competition. When's next year's get underway? When should people be looking for this next year?
Well, we're going to take a breath on the 3rd, and then give us a little bit, but we'll try to lock down the date within a couple of months, and we'll start talking about it.
Joel, Tim, and Melise, thank you so much for being with me this afternoon, joining me this afternoon. Melise May, who's the SVP Fast Pitch Chair, the president of Changing Gears and 2015 Fast Pitch Grand Prize winner, Joel Bockelman, and founder and program director of Lawn Life, Tim Arnold, who won a Fast Pitch Award last year, and he represented Cincinnati in the International Fast Pitch Competition, Philanthropitch.